Hey guys, welcome to the Taylor Jones Podcast. First, before I say anything else, I want to thank you so much for being here. I'm really, you know, putting in a lot of effort to grow my social media and my podcast. So first, I want to thank you guys so much and for being here. And if you haven't already subscribed to the channel, click on my link tree on my Instagram and go to Apple iTunes and subscribe so you know when the episodes are coming out, okay? But today's episode, I'm going to get right into it. Today's episode, I'm going to share with you guys the one ingredient that I truly believe that every business needs, okay? And if your business is your Instagram page, maybe your business is an online store, whatever, that every business needs to succeed, okay? So I'm going to get right into the content. There's going to be a little 30-second clip here that plays a sponsored section for Anchor. So if you're thinking about starting a podcast for Anchor, go ahead and listen to that. Otherwise, skip forward to the next 30 seconds and enjoy the content. All right, so on this episode of the podcast, guys, I'm going to keep it really short and I'm going to get right into it. And for those of you who have been following along with me, my story in my journey the past 2 years has really been evolved around, you know, first it was falling in love with travel, and then it was coming back and saying, okay, how can I do this all the time? And what I realized was that I wanted to start my own business. I wanted to have the freedom of time and money. And I also knew that I needed to develop skills in order to do that. So that's how I ended up in a career in sales, is what I do now. And I have some reflections that I want to share with you guys. Most importantly, is one key skill that I believe is actually more important than sales. It's more important than the ability to build rapport. It's more important than product knowledge. It's more important than a good advertising. It's the most important thing that I think you need if you are going to start a business, if you're going to try to build a brand, if you're going to do anything of good size magnitude in this world. You really need this skill. And why do I know this? Well, I know it because I am not the best at it. And as I'm looking around and I'm watching what other people are doing in the industry, what other entrepreneurs are doing, I'm really just beginning to realize how crazy important this is. So the question is, what is that skill? And the skill is marketing. The skill is marketing. It's an extremely valuable skill that boils down to a handful of things. And really the fundamental part of marketing is human psychology and understanding why is it that we think the way we think. Why do we make buying decisions? You know, what are the ways that we can frame words and offers and copy in order to convert more customers, in order to grab people's attention? And I remember when I first got into business, I used to think very poor things about marketing. It really deterred me, and it kind of gave me a sick feeling about, I felt like it was manipulation of the human, you know, the human race. I was like, I can't believe all of the advertising and the marketing campaigns that are spent to deceive and to sell. And now I have a different approach on that because, you know, just like any human behavior, you can take anything, right? Like you can take a relationship, right? A boyfriend and a girlfriend. Okay, something as beautiful as that, and it can become toxic, right? And in the same way, something as beautiful as a business, something like the art of marketing and human psychology can also become toxic. And I think that's what we see on a large scale when it comes to things like the way that a lot of our deceptive marketing campaigns have been launched in some of our larger companies in the world and in America. You know, it has a tendency to make us feel to sell us by making us feel inadequate and then offering a solution to a problem that really didn't exist but was created. So I think that some of that can be deceptive. But fast forward and getting back onto why I believe that marketing is the single most important skill, is because I have learned so much in terms of how to make money online. I mean, you could start a Shopify store, you could do an Amazon, you could do FBA, you could do, you could start a blog, you could do affiliate marketing, you could do so much stuff. I mean, you could open up your own storefront. I mean, anything you could do. But at the end of the day, people could want your product, but if you don't have a means of getting a message in front of the people, okay, that want your product, and if you don't have a means of getting their attention, no one's going to buy from you, okay? I could have 500 cases of the most amazing pieces of art that are worth $100. But if I have no way of getting people's attention and saying, hey, look what I have. Do you want this? Okay? And if I don't have a way of doing that, people aren't going to buy it. And that's really what marketing boils down to, is whose attention are we trying to get? What are we trying to tell them? What's our message? How are we serving them? And how are we going to position it, you know? And I'm just coming to realize that I have a lot to learn in terms of marketing, and practicing understanding my audience. And I'm also becoming aware of my blind spots, in the sense that it takes a lot of marketing to run a social media page. And I have a tendency to run like kind of a one-sided conversation. I talk a lot, and I talk about myself, and then I just sort of put it out there and I publish it and I say, all right, screw the rest of it. Instead of, you know, social media is supposed to be social, to get on here and to interact and to have a conversation. And I don't go through and post in the comments and have conversation and interact as much as I could. But yeah, I think if you are going to be successful in business, either first, you have two options, learn marketing, or hire someone who does and be willing to pay, because you're talking good money to hire a good marketer. So I'm going to leave it at that, guys. If you are going to be successful in business, if you're going to be successful in entrepreneurship, you need to know marketing. You need to know the basics. You need to understand how it plays an essential role in your business if you're going to succeed. So thank you guys so much. If you appreciated today's content, please leave a 5-star review on Apple iTunes. I would so appreciate it. And share with your friends. Share with somebody that you think would receive benefit from this. So thank you guys so much, and let me know what you think. Bye.